move on after the loss of a loved one, be it through divorce, death, or the natural cycle of relationships. Maybe she reinvents herself. Let's talk to my next guest to discuss the answers and more, Lori Kleiner Eckert, Love, Loss, and Moving On. Lori, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. I'm happy to join you today.
Yeah, author of at least four books, motivational speaker, a former award-winning syndicated, of course, columnist, message one that empowers others to get through difficult or changing times, which in a roundabout way, we all are kind of fighting the world in which we live. But I always look for the silver linings as well. So here we are, Lori. I open with a specific target here. Let's have you expand on your mission with Love, Loss, and Moving On.
An author is not allowed to say that her book is for everyone, but I think Love, Loss, and Moving On is, because who hasn't experienced a loss? And so in it, I model my methodology for personal reinvention, which is very simple. It's two steps. Number one, you have to have a healthy routine that you follow daily. And number two, you have to take one step a day, even a teeny tiny one, in the direction of your new life. So I think this is really timely right now, you know, just the methodology, because we're all reinventing ourselves thanks to COVID, be it personally or professionally.
Yes. So let's get into, obviously, some action items. Yourself, speaking from experience, you do mention your midlife divorce, later taking us through the death of a boyfriend, and, well, maybe you're 60. There we go. So how do we reinvent ourselves and overcome a life-challenging event? We know it doesn't happen overnight.
It sure doesn't. But again, that two-step method. So what you would see in Love, Loss, and Moving On is I'm a writer. So what my one step a day would be to write daily. And part of my healthy routine that I talked about was to find things to do. So an element of humor in Love, Loss, and Moving On is that I have this enormous crush on Bill Nye, the British actor. Why? Because I wrote him a fan letter and he wrote back and sprinkled his missive with three X's, the international sign of a kiss. So I was certain that the man was experiencing love at first write, W-R-I-T-E. So one of the things I did to stay busy, because again, that's part of a healthy routine, is that I instituted Saturday night at the movies and I watched his movies, one movie a week for weeks until I was feeling better.
So you use humor. How does humor and wit get us through any challenge?
Oh, wow. If we can't laugh, what can we do? You know, so again, when you're going through a bad time, you know, reality is not real palatable, so you have to try something else. Another part of my method was talking to friends. That's part of a healthy routine, is to be in touch with people. So I had two friends that I confer with in Love, Loss, and Moving On, and one of them brought humor to frequently, because she was always giving me a reality check. But when I got this letter back from Bill Nye, I said to my two friends, one a childhood friend, one a new friend, do you think it's possible that he loves me? And my childhood friend said, what's not to love? And my newer friend said, you mean on a scale of zero to none? So we laughed, and that was a part of it. And indeed, that was, Vera was the friend who said that to me. And that was part of our relationship, was that I was keeping her laughing. And of course, that kept me laughing too.
Yes, the book is Love, Loss, and Moving On, Lori Kleiner Eckert. Challenges of aging for women. Part of me doesn't even want to bring it up, but can you expand on that?
We're all aging, no matter what age we are. So, so there are things that we can't necessarily do. But I found the most challenge for me at being 60, at least when it comes to trying to be in a relationship, is that it's love the second time around, and that I already have adult children. Indeed, I've got 10 grandchildren. And it's very hard to be a mom and a girlfriend in the same breath. But I also have a feeling that when you have a problem, as soon as you recognize it, you can go on to solve it. You said that, you know, you mentioned that I worked as a motivational speaker, and that was kind of my message. I told the stories of my life, hoping that others would glean life lessons from it. But I also was a cheerleader with the message that life can be difficult, but you can handle it. And so that's at any age. And I plan to be able to handle it, God willing, at 70, 80, and 90 as well.
We are. How should we accept what is, but never give up on what could be?
That's a good question. So I am also a professional fiber artist. I make quilts with words in it. And during the process of getting over, of recovering from my loss, I made a quilt that said, I accept what is. And so you do have to start with reality, but then, you know, you make the best of it. So so that's what I did. That's what I encourage everyone to do. Again, life can be difficult, but you can handle it. Rah, rah, I am your cheerleader.
What would you like to leave us with, Lori?
What would I like to leave you with? Well, I think that if you were to visit my website, LoriKleinerEckert.com, you will find lots of blogs, nothing to buy there, but the blogs are free. But they will talk to you about reinventing yourself during COVID-19 and having the happiest life you can have at any stage of your life.
So British movie actor Bill, how's it pronounced so I can, you know, look him up?
Oh, Bill Nye. Yes, there is some confusion between Bill Nye, N-I-G-H-Y, the
yes.
British actor guy, and Bill Nye, N-Y-E, the science guy.
Aye.
And the way you tell them apart is my guy is handsome and adorable and the other guy is not. But people think they don't know Bill Nye, the actor, but they do. His breakout role in America was in the Christmas classic movie Love Actually. And he was Billy Mack, the guy looking for a comeback. He was the musical star looking for a comeback. So people do know him. And he's been in all kinds of movies, The Best Exotic, Marigold Hotel, Notes on a Scandal, About Time. He was in Hot Fuzz, which is the Edgar Wright, Simon Pegg trilogy. He was in all of their movies. So you know him, I promise. And he's adorable, and I hope you love him, too.
There we are. Love, Lawson. Moving on. Again, Lori Kleinerr Eckert. Thank you very much for your time.